John, the score.
This is a phone one.
And this is a phone one. And I'll call this one up here. See what it is first. And it is...
Show Ben.
A Show Ben lot?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is? All righty. That he purchased December of 09.
Yeah.
All righty.
$45,000. You have it on for
to an automatic voice message system. 412-855-0959 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Yes, John, this message is for John Pascore. This is the Taney County Board of Equalization calling. We had an appointment at 11:45 to discuss your appeal of taxes. You're not available. We will have to go ahead and discuss this based on the information we have, and you'll be notified within about a week to 10 days of our decision based on the information that you sent us and what we have to work with. Thank you.
James, you have sales in that neighborhood.
Yeah, and we know that the sales went. We've had previous cases just like
that. Yeah, just like and this. And all of his data seems to indicate that the value now is $25,000.
And the only difference in his case and other cases, as you look at his contract, he bought it from the Bank of America. The others we were seeing that they were true arms.
So that was a bank sale. So.
I believe I'm right on looking at that closing date. You might want to look at it.
Who he bought it from?
Yeah, he bought it from Bank. It says contract.
Yes. That's Bank of America has most of these,
yeah.
And that are being foreclosed and selling them.
That's all I have to say on.
But it's.
Okay. And then he bought it in December of 09.
And the value is $50,000 that you put on it.
The same as every other lot in there.
Is it are they 5 acres? What is it?
Mostly either 2.5 or 5. I don't know if
this one is a 5.
This is a 5.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of 5s going, you know, for this price range and under what this one is.
Right.
But I just heard of another one yesterday that just sold out there and just makes me sick. I'd like to have a couple of them myself.
If I had some money, I'd have some of them.
So, but
I think they're overpaying for them.
So, you know, but. The ones that bought, I feel for them that bought in 2008, 7 and 8.
Yeah.
You know,
but it was bringing that then. I mean, sucking them up faster than you could.
Well, Mark, we have assessor has ample evidence, market value.
Yeah.
Assessor has ample evidence, market value January 1, 2009 was as indicated.
Yes. You guys want to vote on any of these others?
I move to deny.
Okay, we have a motion to deny on this.
A second.
Have a second. Any comments? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
4-0 to deny. Okay, we've got a few minutes here. We're a little bit ahead of schedule there. I know we need to break for lunch, but we've got some of these others. Any of these others we've heard this morning that we want to vote on? We voted on 3 of them.
We voted on
the
rentals and the Branson aircraft repair.
Let's look at the first one, Michelle Rice. That was, let me go back to it and see if there's any motion
was
anybody wants to make.
Was that the
Oakmont
house?
Hills, Oakmont
Hills,
yeah.
I'll make a motion to deny. I wrote some notes down here in her discussion. She seemed to not understand what she was
Yeah.
What she was appealing for after we give the...
Okay. I have a motion to deny.
I'll second.
Have a second.
I got a quick question, if I could.
Alrighty.
The value, $35,630, was that set on the last BOE? Was that one of our...
That was prior to that, because I increased the land in 09 based on another one of your people here, Cook. He said he paid $100,000 in 08, and I had the lots on for about $30,000, and that's why they got increased in 09.
Because they were selling them for mega money.
Right, until it folded up, yes.
Well, that really sucks. Those people all got really horribly screwed out there. And
about the same, though, up at Emery Creek. It's all the same thing.
Well, that one was less due to the developer than this one was. The developer really screwed these people.
Okay, but the value was the 2009 value was an increase
over the prior years.
Over the 08, which was $22,330.
Right.
But that was because the house was finished in, I believe she said, in 08.
So this is the year built here, 2007.
We wouldn't have put it on until 2008.
Okay.
I think the values came up in 2008 because they were building the golf course and everything.
But that's your increase, Chuck, where it went up so much. Is the land was on at 5,700 times 5 would be 28,500. In 09, we raised it to the, what is it?
90,000,
so the half the increase would have been
the land.
Yeah, it would have been the difference of 60,000, half the increase would have been 30, so their land should have been up about $60,000, somewhere in that range.
Let me try to ask again, the 22,330, was that the same property as the value in 2009, which is 35,630? Did it include the house, in other words?
No, I don't believe it did.
It would have to. It says right here, added residence in 08, which I would assume it's in the 08 value then.
No, if it was added in 08, it would have...
It was added in 08. Okay, I've got you now. I've got the numbers here. It was added in 08.
So is the value of the house in the 08 values?
Right.
It is.
Right.
So that, if I'm following, then the property...
The increase.
The improvements and the property didn't change from 08 to 09, but the value did.
Land values came up.
You raised the land value.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, my question then is, since it was the same piece of property in 08 and 09, then we would have the BOE in the 50% cut because it was an increase. Right? Is that 35,630? Did we cut it? I'm sorry, I'm not being...
I can go check.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I know what you're trying to say.
You want to know if they got the decrease last year in 2009?
Is that 35,630 the decrease?
I'll check and see if it was decreased.
Let me answer you.
Let's move on from that one then until we get more information. Let's try to solve a couple of these before we go to lunch. The Shrine of the Holy Spirit, do you think that's being used for religious purposes?
They said no services.
I think so. I mean, I just drove in. You just drive in there out of the parking lot, and there was a couple there had Missouri tags, and they were.
That's troublesome. I'm seeing the biggest growth industry in Haines and Stone counties for the next few years is going to be what I call the Jesus industry, and there's going to be a lot of private businesses that have a religious component to their real estate that they use as a draw in the real estate sometimes. I kind of see this as something that provides an amenity to the Mansion Theater as part of their larger property. my feeling on it is if we exempt this, we need to be looking at if there's an increment in value to the Mansion Theater by virtue of it being next to this amenity.
Well, what type of show is being put on at the Mansion Theater? Is it of a religious nature?
Not a religious show. I mean, it's Peter Pan and
okay.
What else.
So the draw from a religious thing next to it wouldn't necessarily...
We don't know.
I mean, if they were having... If they had this shrine deal next to the Promise Theater, I mean, the Promise or something, then one might kind of reflect on the other. But if you're having a burlesque show in a theater and a shrine next to it, the shrine's not going to pull people. It's going to go next door, probably. I mean, it's...
Yeah, we would hope it would be the other way.
Yeah. Dave, the only question.
Depends on which denomination, maybe.
Yeah.
The only thing I have to say on it, I think they're right down the line on an exemption until you get to dissolution. And when that goes back to private, are you contributing to corporate profit? And the dissolution on most exemptions goes to a not-for-profit, non- like,
meaning when it ceases to be used for this.
Right. They said if they got in trouble and need to get rid of it, they would appoint one member.
Which is the...
Which is not
the
profit.
Member is a non-profit.
The Pignell family
it's the trust. It's not the owner himself. It's a foundation.
Okay.
A non-profit foundation.
Yeah, but is he exempt?
And there's no evidence on whether that's exempt or not, but the issue seems to be whether it's used exclusively for worship purposes.
I think it's right down the line as being an exemption.
You think it should be an exemption?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like the use, everyone kind of agrees that the use for the current time appears to be...
I can't go along with that because I have I've had a business at my Fox Pen out there, and we have church groups and everything else kind of my... deal, and I had elderly come out of the rest homes to come out. We had prayer services and Bible study with them and everything else. You want to exempt 400 acres inside a Fox Pen that I had a business in? Well, you could do that, but I don't think it's right.
Yeah, I was at a dog factory over in Neosho yesterday, and it was run by a religious person. And in the factory, 100 and some thousand square foot factory, they have a chapel. And basically, the whole place is a religious experience anyway. I mean, what portion of that would you try to exempt because there's some tangential... So the question is this a separate property with a... What your question you're raising is this a separate property with a separate religious use, or is it a component of a larger property that has a religious theme?
Is it okay. Exclusively okay. For worship purposes?
Right. Yeah. Here's the thing. Is he said, and we have evidence, that they have pews underneath the pavilion, but they have no religious service there.
So people can come and use it for the religious thing.
They could if they wanted to, I guess, okay. But they don't have any scheduled, and it's a thing of the future. That's what he said right over the telephone, that they're going to a future date, they were going to do so. In a future date, if they have religious services there, I am totally 100% behind.
Now, I'd like to say one thing, too, is Kelly said about the chapel spurred my mind into we tax those chapels sitting on private properties that are being used for chapels.
Because it's not exclusively religious.
It's not exclusively for religious worship. We tax
so is this a separate property or is it a component of the larger Mansion Theater property?
Let me ask you a question. If I'm holding property for future development and I put it in the name of an LLC... for religious purposes and erect a cross and a couple of benches, can I then be exempt until I decide to use it for something else?
As a way of speculating on the property and evading the taxes on it for the period of your speculation.
And I'm not saying that's what's going on here.
No,
you just have to make a determination whether this is used exclusively for worship purposes.
Well, I haven't seen this, but based on what Chuck said, it's more than just sticking up a cross and a couple of benches in there. I mean, it's...
Yeah, and kind of going along with what Danny said, I kind of agree. It's not yet used for religious purposes, but I think
having a certain time of day for a religious service is not necessarily important.
We had that question posed many years back, Dave. In fact, this board, prior to this being set, would ask me to go take a photo of their Sunday school service, what time they're having it, and all that type of stuff. I've done that on many occasions.
Well, I was kind of thinking what Danny was saying. It's not yet used for religious purposes, but to look at a parallel example, if, and we always talk Catholic Church because they're the obvious religious thing. The Catholic Church buys a piece of ground and starts building a church building on it, but they don't actually open it until next year. I think their intention is we wouldn't be taxing them this year on something that they weren't. I mean, how would that work? If the Catholic Church bought a lot that they were going to build a church on, would we be taxing that lot until such time as they actually start worshiping on it? Or would the fact that they are supposedly a religious organization building something that they claim they're going to use religiously?
It's the use. It's the current use, what it is being used for currently. Is it exclusively worship purposes? If you had a memorial and more than just benches, but you were using it to bring people in for your business, or you were using it for some other purpose on part of the property or part of the time, then it wouldn't be used exclusively for worship purposes. But if you believe that this property is being held solely for and being used solely for worship purposes and no other purpose, then and not being held maybe even for speculation or that sort of thing, if you think it's being used exclusively for worship purposes, then it's probably exempt.
This isn't just a piece of ground with crosses, as somebody said.
They've
spent tons of money, and you ought to go look at it. They've spent tons of money. If they were speculating,
they wouldn't do that.
I'm just using those as examples. I mean, I'm not saying it's not exempt.
But we're not really taxing that. I think, as I understand it, James only has it on for the land right now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not doing the structures. It's just the land.
Commercial value of the land.
Yeah.
Again, the standard is exclusively worship purposes. If you believe that that's what's being done, then it's exempt.
Kelly, you brought up the Catholic Church. Go to the Catholic Church and they call it a grotto?
Yeah.
And this...
They don't actually hold services.
You can go in there and pray. What I saw happening out there yesterday.
It was very similar to what they do at the Catholic Grotto. Yeah.
It's relief. Now, and I got to agree with whoever said... I could have my old RV business and set up a chapel for my employees to spend time praying and worshiping.
That's not justified in any way.
But if you wanted to... a separate property by a, I, what I'm hearing is a legitimate foundation.
Danny, you look deep in thought over there. What are you thinking now?
Yeah, I'm just
texting.
Looking here. No, I'm just looking at my email.
You weren't paying attention.
Okay, it's for sake of lunch. Do I hear a motion on this?
I would make a motion, but did we leave one hanging?
No.
We didn't?
No.
Well, we left it hanging waiting for more.
We didn't have a motion. Go to lunch.
We had a motion and a second on it.
On that, right?
On rice.
Oh, yeah, I guess we did.
Okay, what was...
Well, I move that we table the discussion on rice until such time.
Do you have the information?
No, I'll get it at lunch.
Okay.
Let's try...
Motion to table that, then.
I'll second the motion to table.
All right, all in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, on the shrine?
I'll go ahead and make a motion to exempt the shrine of the Holy Spirit as religious as it requested.
Exempt for exclusively worship purposes is what it's used for.
Yeah.
I'll second. Any other discussion on it? All in favor? Aye.
Aye, I guess.
Opposed?
Aye.
3-1.
That was the question. I don't know. I would like to add that we recommend that the assessor for the next assessment cycle make a closer study of that property and see.
I'd be fine.
I'll make a recommendation this board do that decision. Okay. You went opposed to three of my exemptions already.
And to go back, James, on what you said, you know, who it reverts back to, if it reverts back to somebody, then we can revisit it. You know, I mean, it'd be reassessed because it'd be changing ownership.
Yeah, but that is relevant to whether they're holding it for speculation purposes.
I think the future is going to tell whether they're using it.
The statute says can be to no corporate profit. And is that going to corporate profit?
The question I have is, they segregated that off, but is that really a component of the larger property and they've done some sort of legal maneuver to avoid taxes.
If you take donations and build a $15 million situation,
yeah,
someone sells it off at the end for $10
million, yeah,
and it's been built out of donation money.
Yeah. Wow, there's some issues here.
There's lots of issues.
Well, it just depends on the exemptions. If it's a... That money has to be, depending on the way it's drawn up, that money that they sell it for would have to be used for a certain purpose or it's taxable.
So we're going back to the member.
We're having to make a lot of these decisions on guesswork without, you know, weeks and months of deliberation and research on a lot of this stuff. We're just making these decisions on seat of the pants.
You ain't even had fun yet till later on.
What do you think Congress does?
Well, they have staff that writes books and stuff on it. So
you wait this afternoon.
Is this lunch?
What do you get this afternoon?